Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School Crew this week while DP is out handling his business. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. Four locations, both three in Lincoln, one in Omaha. It is brisk outside. It's so cold outside, they canceled school tomorrow. So you know you can't grill. It take you an hour to get your grill right. And you ain't going to go and check your meat either.
No.
Now I know they have it like Bluetooth and all that, but it ain't worth it.
Bluetooth grills?
No, Bluetooth, like where you can put the thermometer in there.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. The Bluetooth grill will be next level, but
I wouldn't imagine. I wouldn't put it past us in the future. But anyways, you know, for Buffalo, I will tell you this, and we'll get to the text here. I think the way that Buffalo wins, I think Josh Allen has to play a good game. And I think Buffalo has to be very steady on defense. And I think we have to win the kicking game. Harrison Buckner is obviously a really good kicker. I think he's still coming back from the injury earlier in the season. And so I think you need to put him in a situation to where, you know, say he's going to kick a 42 yarder, make him kick a 47 yarder, and then hopefully he misses. But I think Buffalo has the ability with addition by subtraction. And this is nothing against Stephon Diggs. I actually think Stephon Diggs would actually do better in this type of mindset of offense, where it's an equal opportunity, commissioner, and not have to overfeed him based on his, you know, present day ego of wanting a new contract, so forth and so on. But I think the Buffalo's ability to attack both horizontally and vertically with anybody and everybody, and they've all gotten better. And you have Amari Cooper, who's just waiting to have a breakout game. You got Knox and Kincaid. And then obviously I think that really the X factor is kind of like Houston. If we can get James Cook going consistently in the running game and pass game, it bodes well for us, because all we want to do is keep Patrick Mahomes over there thinking about eating some hot dogs or KC barbecue.
Kind of Boston Celtics ish
and then
from the Bills,
and then we gotta hit him though
and make it count.
I mean, I would just go up to him. I said, look, man, I know you Patrick Mahomes, but I'm telling you, man, if you going on the sidelines, I said, I promise you, I'm going to hit you. And when, if I get a chance to hit you.
If you're the Bills, conveniently run out of bounds.
No, I'm trying to blow you up.
No, I'm saying, like, if you have the ball on offense, you're getting pushed out of bounds, find Mahomes. And
oh, I'm blowing you up. Listen, you come. No, I'm not stopping you from sliding. It's got to just be like that. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to blow you up. And Pachinko, too. because he the party starter. I don't like that dude. I like him. I
that's an ankle biter.
Because he
an angry runner.
Yeah, because he the type of dude try. He's stomping around. You got hit. You got to settle him down.
When you think about like the punch of a stiff arm.
Yeah.
Like you describe it as a punch, but he's like actually like.
Yeah, punching you.
Boxing.
And then punching. And then he like punching the ground. Yeah.
And enjoying it.
Yeah, you got to get after him a little bit. I got a text here from 0420. He says, "Get yourself a Traeger. He can control his grill on Wi-Fi. Damn. I smoke meats 24/7, 365. Hey, Jake, Nick, you gotta go over to like the Tractor Store or Shields or somebody. Get a brother a hookup. Or get a sponsorship.
Mm.
A Traeger. Yeah, a new one. Now we're gonna get into some Kansas City text right here.
you boy, warmed up for this? You stretched? You limbered?
Hizzle Bear says that your sphincter muscle gonna be tight all game long. He said, lost to KC due to blown calls. That's with crowbait. You may be entitled to compensation. that's like mesothelioma or whatever. here we got 46-36. He said the refs are invested in Kansas City too. Some of that's true. And you know what? You get your own look. It's no different. It's own luck. Excuse me. It's no different when, remember when Jordan and the Bulls were winning? And you were like, oh, that's a makeup call. That's a Jordan call. He's getting the benefit of the doubt. And that's just where they're at right now. So you got to beat him. And the only way to beat him is obviously be more invested. Chad and Seward, he says, I'm an apologist Chiefs fan. I hate it, but I've always been since the Nigerian nightmare. You see, that's a true fan right there. Chad and Seward, if you're still listening, what's the other big back that was there with him? I know it. Do you?
I'm not a Chiefs fan, so I'm not expected to know.
Well, you want to know, they had the two biggest running backs in the league who had the two biggest thigh pads. I remember I used to have them on fantasy football. His name was Barry Word.
Barry Word?
Yeah, I used to call him Barry Word up. He was number 23. They had him and Christian Okoye.
Oh, that is a big dude.
Yeah, and they had Harvey Williams smokes at times and stuff. So I like the Chiefs, but they always just let me down, though.
You brought it up at a good time. DP's gone. That's a UVA guy.
Oh, Barry Word?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We got John in Southeast Lincoln. He said he's got a cigar waiting after Buffalo takes care of business and the ref, or the Chiefs and the ref.
East Rick Burnham.
Yeah. Big Daddy Travis says the officials are paid by KC. Nobody can change my mind. Even Chiefs fans are starting to say it. Cheating Chiefs. You know it's bad when the Chiefs fans say something. Because they did. Because Chiefs fans, I'm going to tell you what Chiefs fans are like. They're like these new age Iowa Hawkeye lady basketball fans. Since when Caitlin Clark was there. You guys are coming out, Iowa fans in general, coming out the woodwork here in Lincoln. The Chiefs fan. I mean, I know Kansas City is close. I know there's a fair amount of Denver fans. But this happened with the Patriots. Let's be fair. The Patriots for that short run that they went to a couple Super Bowls where they had Grogan and Tony Eason who couldn't play dead. And then, you know, that was like a short stint. They had, for the most part, been pretty garbage until Belichick. And they were good under Parcells and that. But just in general, over the life of the Patriots, they haven't been very good. They had a couple years, you know, where they had a couple good teams. But then once they started winning, those Patriot fans became like new age, you know, Patriot fans. And, you know,
the Celtics fans remember the Patriots existed sort of thing.
Yeah. And then also when kids are growing up, they want to be, you know, fans of the really, really good teams. No different when if the Yankees and stuff like that. So
you've just named Rico's entire fandom.
I know. I said that's
convenient.
Yeah. Rico, we're talking about you. Well, and that's fine. And then they were winning all the time and they were dominating the league for 20 years. And so why not? I mean, you like it. And so that's where Kansas City is right now. Definitely respect them. I like Kansas City. I mean, I'm always joking. I hate that, you know, for Josh Allen, you got to deal with them, but you got to go beat them. And I think this is the year, honestly. I do think it's the year. And the great thing about it happens this year, kind of like it happened for Kansas City last year, that when nobody expects you to win that year, you do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's what you need. And for instance, I wanted Kansas City to beat San Francisco. I know more things about the San Francisco organization. And inside that locker room, I was okay with Kansas City winning. You know what I mean? Mm. And I told you, you're in trouble. They backdoored their way into a world championship. So the whole league is on.
Would it feel like if, let's say, Kansas City gets the three-peat done first time in NFL history? I know you don't want to imagine that, but just hypothetically. Mm-hmm. Would this year feel like a backdoor too? Or are they earning this one?
It wasn't dominant. It was like, it wasn't like, they ain't like an all-time team.
No. Is that?
That's a reflection of how bad some of the quarterbacks are in the league. That's how bad the league is that time.
Fair. It is. But did the Chiefs do themselves and their legacy a disservice by being so good early on? So explosive early on, right? Like, you never apologize for winning.
Because people keep going back to that.
Because think about the Brady thing, right? Yeah. He did it almost the opposite.
Yeah.
And obviously his most explosive scoring offense in 07 lost to the Giants.
Right.
But think about Brady, you know, game manager, defense, run game, Vinatieri early on. And then you start crediting Brady by the end, especially the Atlanta one, right? Coming back from down 28-3. By the end of his career, it was on Brady. Early, it was all on Mahomes. Now as the league's adjusted, it's become kind of the game manager in defense and kicking Super Bowls. And again, you never apologize for the rings. You don't give them back. But it's so interesting how kind of flipped the Brady and Mahomes narratives are right
now. Yeah, and it's no different than when you look at the evolution of Jordan. And then how LeBron came in the league. So LeBron's more like Jordan was the last three championships where he'll defer it to and he'll trust his teammates versus when those first three ones, he was on murder session.
Yeah.
I mean, they scored 98 points, Jordan 52.
Right.
You know, so that it's just the difference of when you come in the league, learning how to win and what you need to do. But it all starts with the combination of head coach and quarterback. Mm. And when you have that, and a quarterback that's willing to come and light the league on fire because Andy Reid.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose.
FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Knew he had a prime, you know, Tyreek Hill, a even more prime of Travis Kelce, and then obviously you had other receivers that were, you know, close to their prime well in a young offense of line that was actually really, really dominant, more than they get credit for. And the defense was a little suspect, where they had to piece together, like, different players just to hope that they can make plays. Well, now it's the flip, where that defense has always been very, very young, and they're starting to mature, and now they're dominant, and they're really, really in tune with Coach Spag's system. Whereas the offense now has got to be where, not second fiddle, but they have to use in-season trades, DeAndre Hopkins.
Who only played 16 snaps against Houston.
And didn't have a catch. He's going to get a catch. He's going to get a catch this week. I can promise you. They're going to get in because DeAndre's right up in there. So I didn't come here for this. Now, but you're okay when you win, but they're able to do that, right? Like the kind of defensive mentality early in Mahomes' career to where now he can really, really grow, you know, his mental side. But don't sleep. Don't think if they get fully healthy that Patrick Mahomes can't light you up for 300 or 400 yards. It's still there, and he showed it to you. He doesn't have to show it on a regular basis just based on the maturation of the defense and the change and the defense catching up to it. You got to think that goes along with the other ace player, Chris Jones.
Yeah.
As Chris Jones started to be dominant, essentially Patrick Mahomes of that defense, then you got two-headed monster and you in trouble.
We really, I think, as a general football populace have missed a lot of what Chris Jones has done, right? He's kind of gone, not in terms of the antics, but full Draymond Green, right? He's a 16 game guy. He's a three, four game guy. Good in the regular season, had some defensive player of the year moments. But as soon as the defense got good, it wasn't, oh, look at Chris Jones leading the charge. It's, oh, look at Steve Spagnuolo. Oh, look at the defensive backfield. Oh, look at them piecing together an edge rush. Like Chris Jones, with the retirement of Aaron Donald, might be the most dominant interior defender in the NFL.
Yeah, he's unstoppable.
When he wants to be, when he has to be,
especially when he has to be, and he's pretty reliable and durable, and he's a guy that you got to count two or three blockers for. You try blocking one on one, unless you got a dude over there, you in trouble. And what he can do is he can just disrupt everything that you do, and he makes big plays when you need him the most. He's consistently, you know, showing up in big games, and he's a problem, and he's no different than Patrick Mahomes, and then everybody else plays feeds off him. And the other thing is you got Travis Kelce up there that, you know, he looked, you know, for him coming back, and he said midseason that he's got two or three more years in him, looked a little interested at times this year. I felt like probably he had a really good offseason because I think he's in, you know, did some acting. I think that's why his hair is so long and stuff like that, you know, rightfully so. And it took him a little while to get it going. You know he was going to get it going now. So he knows how to crank it up, and he knows how to finish. He's just padding the stats and looking to add to more rings.
Flip side of that, what's got to be different for Buffalo this time? How does Buffalo finish the Chiefs? They've had leads. They've played some pretty decent football.
Situational football, clock management down the stretch, and also the emergence of James Cook. You get James Cook going, that controls the clock when you need to. You saw it against actually when Buffalo got the ball back against Baltimore. Big run. You're trying to get a first down to end the game. They got it on pretty much the first play with James Cook. So
does Josh Allen have to be superhuman or just out game manage Mahomes?
He's just got to make the plays that he needs to make. And then when it's time, it's cyborg time. I'm sorry, Chiefs fans. You're going to see who everybody else is seeing. I'm telling you, the loss last year to Cincinnati, I heard, motivated them guys more than, you know, getting back to beat the Chiefs. They lost at home last year to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
A Super Bowl changing. Or was it to the Chiefs? But remember, Diggs dropped the ball.
Yeah, that was against Cincy because it was the Chiefs-Ravens last year in the championship game.
So it was that right there, they felt like was their, you know, a chance, and then they were able to run it back. That's why they changed their whole philosophy. Stephon Diggs was gone there. I think it was against the Chiefs. I think it was.
Who did Baltimore beat then?
I think it was against the Chiefs. It was against the Chiefs last year at home. The Chiefs came to Buffalo, and remember Stephon Diggs, it was 70-some yard pass, and he went off right off his hands. And that would have been
a touchdown. Again, but kind of not an easy catch, but not a hard catch.
Austin, you making $30 million, you got to make that catch. That's a Hall of Fame catch right there.
Because that was 27-24 Chiefs last year.
Yeah.
At Buffalo, yeah.
That right there puts you in the Hall of Fame.
That right the Ravens there, got the Texans. That's who it was. Yep.
And that gets you into the Super Bowl. So, anyways, Buffalo going to do what they need to do. But anyways, tonight, the college football, we're going to switch over to college football. It seems like you should be excited for this game. I want to ask you this, Austin. Do you think this 12-team playoff is too long?
As a fan, no. As a fan, I don't mind it. It is weird having games on Thursdays and Fridays and Mondays. I'm glad that Rich Clark and Roger Goodell are having conversations, but Goodell's going to say, screw you, we're bigger, we bring in more money, we make more money, so you will continue to work around us. I'm still a big fan of college football on Saturdays, and I wish the NFL would stick to Sundays. I really, truly do. But that's probably not going to be the case. I just don't know, Jay, having not been in that position, how it impacts a college guy's body versus an NFL guy's body, right? In the NFL, it's the grind. You're paid for it. I know you're getting to that point in college as well. If for some reason we're still sticking to our guns and academics matter, the season maybe is dragging on a little too long. It'd be nice to have it wrapped up before second semester starts. Which I suppose technically it starts tomorrow for a lot of places, but some places I guess have already gone back. So if we're going to stick to academics mattering, maybe it's a little too long. Let's try to find a way to get it wrapped up by the new year, or at least by the time second semester starts. But if we're, throwing the academics baby out with the bathwater, it's fine. Like, I like having football on this long. More college football isn't necessarily a bad thing. And I think the way the playoff is set up needs to be tweaked, but the playoff itself is not a bad thing for college football.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little long, but I think you can remedy that by starting the season early, moving everything up. And, I think the way that they cut back on the amount of practices you can hit and then the sports science, I think that, you'll be just fine. I just think it's a little bit tricky this offseason with going to 105 and the potential 105, and you had the Title IX ruling, and so you got to really work out the red tape and the logistics before you can really think about, changing the schedule. But I think it's something that they need to work along with the NFL and let the NFL take the lead and then just make the best of it. Because I think the faster that you can work along with the NFL, it can be perceived as a breeding ground for the NFL.
Right, especially if your season's going to be this long, you're still going during the NFL season. As much as I hate the NFL, imposing on Black Friday and onto Saturdays, this is newer territory for college football than it is the NFL, right? Playing this long. So I can understand, at least in the playoff, the argument of the NFL was here first. They maybe are used to having dibs on this time frame. And to be fair, the NFL is still bigger than college football. Obviously, college football is bigger in Nebraska with the Huskers and all of that. And there are plenty of college football markets. Tuscaloosa comes to mind. Athens, I'd be curious to see if that's more Falcons or more Georgia. But either way, there's a really good opportunity for college football not to become the next casualty of the NFL's 365, 24/7 cycle by not, submitting and saying, oh, yep, you're the overlord. We're underneath you. You tell us what works for you, and that's what we'll do. You got to stand up for yourself because you're a big product. You're a budding product. But you do have to kind of sell yourself in the NFL as this is a partnership. We are developing your next stars. So you have to present it almost to the NFL as help us take care of your next crop of guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's a way to everybody be happy. And also you could learn something too, because it is pretty much like a mini NFL season. So it can be looked at as a positive for these players. We're actually really getting you ready for the grind that you're going to go through. And so then if you try to marry an NFL offseason, but just to be a little bit different off schedule, change the portal and signing period, don't have it either before or after the draft and all that stuff and have your mini camps outside of their mini camp dates, you know? And so there's a block of dates that each NFL franchise can use, mm-hmm. an amount of practices. You do the same thing, it'll be smooth sailing. And so then also the transition period or the acclimation period, you know, for players going to the next level will be a lot easier. So we'll see what happens. But one thing that we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, come back and give our prediction for this game against Notre Dame and Ohio State here. About to kick off here in about an hour and 8 minutes. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.